You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
At 12 o'clock today, Discovery Bank announced that they would be adding several new services and products to their banking app. We're going to be taking a look at what it is that they are putting it together, and we're going to be seeing how this is going to impact Discovery Bank customers. I'm joined on the line by the Chief Executive Officer of Discovery Bank, Hilton Kellner, to take a look at these changes. Hilton, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. As one of South Africa's fastest growing banks, especially a bank that is so heavily focused on being a digital banking platform, take us through what it is that you've innovated this time around.
So the launch today covers a number of key areas. In particular, we've expanded a lot of the services that we offer in the Discovery Bank app for Discovery clients. It's now very much the channel of choice for digital interactions across the entire Discovery group. So you can access your health insurance, life insurance, motor insurance, investments, all via the Discovery Bank app now. And you can actually be able to get a motor insurance quote in literally seconds using all of the data that we have for the individual, for the client, and to be able to then rate them, to give them the most accurate motor insurance quote in the bank app in a few taps. So significantly expanding what we offer to Discovery clients. We also have incorporated other financial services products and platforms like Luno for crypto assets. So our clients can fund their crypto accounts, their wallets, and then trade in over 50 different crypto assets using all of the liquidity that's available on the Luno platform, and you know, there are about 6 million South Africans that have crypto assets and wallets today. So it really, you know, it's mainstream, and the regulatory environment is such that it's really supporting the kind of the growth of that segment. So for Discovery Bank clients, they can now invest and trade in their crypto assets from the kind of the safety and convenience of their bank app. So a lot of enhancements to the app itself. We've enhanced some of the AI capabilities for our clients to be able to effectively access support and service via our WhatsApp channel. And then a really exciting and important enhancement is our investment using AI in enabling our clients to have additional levels of security around all of their transactions. So now we're effectively providing an AI overlay to every single transaction that our clients process, looking at the different factors that go into that transaction based on the individual's personal financial behaviors and those of the beneficiary or the merchant that they're transacting with. And if we detect anything out of the ordinary, then we immediately flag what we call a trust alert. The screen turns red, and it gives the client an important moment to pause and confirm and really kind of check that they are transacting with who they think they are. So a lot of enhancements that we're rolling out, from digital banking all the way through to service and support, and then enhanced security features for our clients, as well as a host of shared value rewards that make managing your money a lot more valuable for our clients with our Discovery Miles program. So a lot there.
Hilton, I'm glad you brought up the security and the safety aspects of the services that we now deal with in the digital world. I mean, we find ourselves in an era where people are being impersonated, banks are being impersonated, services. We find a lot of trust is needed when dealing with these platforms and services. When I look at the Discovery ecosystem, and I must confess, I am part of the ecosystem, as a disclaimer for those out there that are listening, I'm starting to see that it's more and more around protecting the users of the ecosystem itself, similar to how some other companies are doing it in their various spaces, and we won't get into that. But I want to get your thoughts from a Discovery perspective around the importance of securing your customers, securing your transactions, and making sure that when you onboard service providers like the Lunos that you've now integrated with, you're able to extend your bandwidth of trust to these organizations too.
Yeah, so that's exactly what is being provided through partnerships like the Luno one, where the integrations are effectively set up to provide the kind of the full bank security and convenience to our clients, but then access on kind of a fully authenticated, integrated basis, the partner's capabilities being pricing and the custodianship. So it kind of it does it leverages, I suppose, the skills and the competences of both parties. From our perspective, we've invested heavily in a number of proprietary features for our clients. A few months ago, we launched what we call a digital account vault, which allows clients to effectively secure with their own code the accounts within their bank app. So applying a second layer of protection for the most valuable accounts that they have in the bank app. So even if your phone is stolen and your kind of your passcodes are cracked, the actual accounts that you want to protect have an additional layer. And in addition, if you're accessing those under duress, a panic code that notifies us that the accounts are being accessed under duress by the client. So a whole host of additional security layers, and then the trust alert that we launched or spoke about today is really about an intelligent check that scores every single transaction in real time. And when we do identify that risk is elevated because of the specifics of that transaction, then the client gets a clear warning, and they can pause, review, or choose what to do next. So it's really about enabling clients to have multiple layers of security and additional protection.
Building a bank that meets the needs of its users now and into the future, that is the aim of a Discovery Bank, but at the same time ensuring that these users remain secure and protected. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the CEO of Discovery Bank, Hilton Kellner, for joining us to take a look at some new innovations in their banking products and their banking services, and also how they continue to protect their customers.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.